USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's recently bolstered defense team in the impeachment trial against him that starts on Tuesday says the House case is fatally flawed and constitutionally invalid. They filed their first response with the Senate yesterday, saying that the impeachment has procedural irregularities, and they call it a dangerous attack on the American people. The fourth annual Women's March, taking place in over 300 cities nationwide, including in New York City, where this woman said,
"We want to unify the city. We want to talk about our issues and make sure that we're getting everything we need out to perpetuate the message."
Organizers say the goals include ending violence against women, protecting reproductive rights, and protecting the environment. Puerto Rico's emergency director fired after residents discovered a warehouse full of Hurricane Maria supplies that were never distributed. This is USA Radio News.
We're already into a new year, and according to TransUnion's annual consumer credit forecast, the consumer credit market looks strong. Matt Comos, TransUnion's Vice President of Research and Consulting.
The U.S. consumer is as strong as ever, and we expect more of the same this year. More consumers are securing loans and increasing their balances in a measured way, all while maintaining historically low delinquency rates. Low unemployment rates, continued wage growth, and an overall sound economy are making this positive performance hold true.
Are there trends to watch for this year?
TransUnion's trends to watch are credit card performance staying strong, personal loans stabilizing, auto lenders continuing at a steady pace, and first-time homebuyers leading mortgage activity.
The U.S. consumer credit market has grown every year since the Great Recession in 2009, marking one of the longest economic expansions in U.S. history. There's more at TransUnion.com. That's TransUnion.com.
In Utah, a teenage boy is in custody for the domestic shootings that killed four people on Friday night. Reports are the victims were all family members and included three kids. No names have been released and the motive has not been discussed yet. There are new calls for calm ahead of Monday's pro-gun rights rally at Virginia's state capitol. Second Amendment groups identifying Virginia as a rallying point for the fight against what they see as a national erosion of gun rights. Not far from where this will be held, a protester was killed in Charlottesville in 2017 at such an event. The Lieutenant Governor of Virginia says,
"Everyone who comes here looking to peacefully exercise their rights, you know, is welcome, of course, but we do not need any violence. We do not need a reprisal of the failures that we saw in Charlottesville."
Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax saying a state of emergency has been declared, which will require the gun rights activists not bring guns to the events. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The U.S. Supreme Court's agreed to hear a case concerning when Electoral College members look to vote for a presidential candidate who didn't win the popular vote in their state. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King with details.
The High Court will hear two similar cases brought by electors in Colorado and Washington. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton won the popular vote in those two states in 2016, but some electors refused to vote for her. The plaintiffs said the laws in those states requiring electors to vote along with popular votes are unconstitutional. In 2016, 10 electors voted against their state's pledged candidate. Three were invalidated and replaced with electors who complied, and the other seven were officially recorded. As a result, Clinton lost 5 electoral votes. The decision generated concern among state officials and advocates who fear it gives individual electors all the power and voters none of it.
And former UFC champ Conor McGregor is back in the octagon, defeating Donald Cowboy Cerrone in less than a minute last night. That UFC fight in Las Vegas, McGregor's first victory since 2016, the former two-division champ landing a head kick early in the first round, and then he just began raining blows on Cerrone, prompting the referee to stop the fight after just 40 seconds. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.